Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to jump into Revelation 3, 14 through 22 today. Well, welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 2, day 4 of our study of Revelation. Let's pray. Jesus, touch our hearts today in the study of your word that we would encounter you and know you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Revelation 3, starting in verse 14. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I love how he presents himself here, right? He is the faithful and true witness. Right? He's the ruler of all of God's creation. He's like, I'm the one who is the one that tells you the truth, right? I'm the one who will tell you the truth. And I rule everything, by the way. I rule all of heaven and earth. That's who we're dealing with right here. Verse 15. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. This is one of the most powerful metaphors in the book of Revelation, maybe all of Scripture, right? This is something that every single person can relate to. Jesus is saying, you're not hot or cold, right? Who wants lukewarm coffee? If you like lukewarm coffee, please reach out to me. I need to have a dialogue with someone that enjoys lukewarm coffee. Or maybe like tepid Coke or Dr. Pepper, if like flat, lukewarm room temperature soft drinks is something that you really enjoy, please reach out to me. I need to find out what's going on. But I mean, like, no, seriously, hot drinks, we want them hot. You know, maybe not burn your tongue hot, but there's like this perfect temperature, right? Like, you don't want your coffee or your hot cocoa or whatever is so hot that it burns your tongue, but you want it at that just shy of burning your tongue. That's the, like, the perfect temperature. That's what everyone wants that temperature to be when you're trying to drink something hot. And on the other side, you want the drink so cold that it's just shy of giving you a brain freeze, right? Those are the perfect temperatures. And anything outside of that range is just, it starts to like take away from the experience, right? Those first couple sips of that coffee, right when you get to that perfect temperature, unless you've got like some super Yeti, drink cooler, and more power to you, you don't get that perfect experience for very long. Every morning I sit down and I drink my coffee, and it's really the first few sips are just the most amazing sips of coffee I get, because it's that perfect temperature. But then as I get further down the cup, especially in wintertime, just the chill in the air, it starts chilling that coffee off. And in winter, if I'm drinking out of a mug, I almost never get to the bottom of that coffee, because the last like 10% is like this lukewarm swill that I don't want anymore. When we're drinking cold drinks, we want them to be cold, and they just get less desirable as they move toward that room temperature, as entropy and physics takes over and they neutralize with the space around them, or they equalize with the space around them. It's not good. We've all had that experience. And Jesus is like, that's what you are. You're a hot drink that's not hot. And you're a cold drink that's not cold. You're in this, this nasty middle. It's like Jesus picked up that cup of coffee that he's looking forward to and forgot that it's been sitting out for the past 45 minutes. And he takes a drink. He's like, right? It's like, that's what you are. Verse 17, you say, I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so that you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, that you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see. Okay, so the picture that we're getting, the Church of Laodicea, they're in bad shape, right? It's like, well, we're rich. And so it's like physically, naturally, they're rich, right? It's like we're wealthy. We don't really need anything. And Jesus actually like, no, you're terrible, wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked, right? So he's saying, don't settle for the money that you have. Buy from me gold that's been refined in the fire. It's pure gold. He's talking about, you know, spiritual currency, right? Become rich in spiritual currency. Wear the white clothes that I'm going to give you. He's essentially telling the story of the emperor's new clothes, right? You think that you've got pretty nice clothes on, but actually, everyone around you is just your yes men, and they're not telling you that you're naked. But I see you. I see you that you're naked. Like, put on the white clothes that I have to wear. Buy the gold, the money that I have to share with you. Right? I'll cover you. I'll give you gold. I'll put salve on your eyes, right? I'll clean up this fogginess in your eyes so you can see clearly. I was like, I'm naked. I'll help you see. Verse 19, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. And this is a powerful statement right here. If Jesus loves you, you can expect to experience rebuke and discipline. We all have to go through it if we're his, if we belong to him. Accept it and repent. Accept it and repent. Verse 20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. What a beautiful picture. Jesus saying, listen, I'm here, right? I'm knocking at your door. All you got to do is open it. All you got to do is open the door to me and I'll come and eat with you. You'll be in my presence. Just open the door. Some people don't hear his voice. They don't hear the knock. And others, many others, just don't open it. I'm saying, just all you got to do is open the door. Just say yes. Just say yes to me. Verse 21, to the one who's victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. Just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Again, we don't deserve salvation. We don't deserve forgiveness of sins, and he's done that. And if he had done just that, that's more than we would ever deserve for all of eternity. But to the forgiveness of sins, to getting to be in his presence for eternity. He's like, listen, if you overcome, if you're victorious, if you don't quit, if you say yes to me, if you follow me with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength for your life, I will give you the right to sit down on my throne and rule and reign just as my Father gave that to me. We deserve hell, punishment, and separation from God for all eternity. If we put our faith in Jesus, what we get is not just salvation from hell, but he gives us the keys to the kingdom. There's no greater chasm and divide that God has allowed us to cross. We deserve rebuke and punishment. And instead, he's going to give us paradise. He's going to give us so much more than what we deserve. It's unthinkable. It's unfathomable what he's given us. Oh, if you don't know him, put your trust in him today. Put your trust in him today if you don't know him. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs. And I can't wait to see you next time. Well, thanks for joining me today on our study. Would you like and subscribe to wherever you're watching this? It really helps more people find out about our broadcast. And my heart is for more people to fall in love with God and His Word.